Well, good afternoon. My name is Christopher Murray. As Ed stated, I am a project manager for John Deere's cotton product line. I am going to answer your question as I go through. So if you're okay waiting a couple minutes, I'm actually going to talk about that regarding RFID chips and the coding, everything around that. So it's a real pleasure to be here today. I don't know how many people here are familiar with harvest identification cotton. But John Deere introduced that in 2012. It's been through four seasons. It's an option that customers can purchase with their machines. We're excited on the capabilities that it has today, but also where we're going in the future. So leading into that, today I've broke up my presentation truly into two portions. We're going to talk about what's going on in the market today. What's our offering with harvest identification cotton? Dig in a little bit on what the RFID chips are, why are they important, and what's that allow us to do, a little bit on the standards. We call that today, in John Deere terms, we call that boots on the ground. Also, we know that the industry doesn't stand still, and we have great engagement with our customers, gyms, just truly the whole value chain. And so we have our eyes on the horizon. And so we actually lump that under what we call the dirt to shirt strategy. And these items listed here are what we're going to focus on today. So harvest identification cotton, really what is that? It's actually a process in which the RFID tags embedded in the round module wrap are automatically documented for use by the grower, the gin, or other trusted advisor to aid in agronomic decision support, improve traceability of round modules, simplify module booking process while optimizing the delivery process. So what's all that mean? Today, with our current harvest identification cotton system, we track 18 different data points that you see here. Some are custom, customer customizable, so they'll put in their client farm field information like that. Others are actually pulled from the CAN bus data system on the actual harvester. This information is pulled together and presented and uploaded, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, how it happens, but we can wirelessly transfer that to what we call My John Deere. And that's a program that the customer, the grower, can use to manage their farming operation. So how does this work? Embedded in each module, in the plastic wrap of each module, are four RFID tags. When we go to wrap a module on the machine, there's an antenna, that's an RFID reader, and then there's an application controller. That reader is looking for those RFID tags, and it takes that information, it connects it with the latitude and longitude pulled from the Starfire 3000 receiver, and it submits it to the GreenStar 3 2630 display that's in the cab of the machine. It sends it there, and like I said before, a CSV file, a text file. There's really two ways to pull it off the machine. A grower can use a USB stick to pull the information off, which is not as optimized as what we want. A lot of customers actually use what we call, we use a lot of acronyms, I apologize, but a modular telematics gateway. So think of like your cell phone. We can send to the cloud the data file, that CSV file for that field, and it's wirelessly transferred to myjohndeere.com. And the grower can get on his own My John Deere account, and he can pull that information up. Today, a lot of the customers, they'll save that information to their computer, and then they'll have to manually email that that CSV data file to a gin, where they have to manually load it into their software. So looking at RFID tags, today I said there's four tags embedded in each portion of round module wrap. They are actually a Monza 5 chip, and it's put in the TAMA round module wrap during the manufacturing process. Those chips are made by Impinj. We use those. They're an industry leader in reliability in consistency, and we know how important that data is for the grower. Make sure it's correct. For those of you that are interested in what the technical, more about the those Impinj chips and technical specifications, actually Impinj has all the information on their public website. Makes for a good read. John Deere actually holds three patents for the embedded chip technology. We don't own the chips, we didn't design the chips, but we own the patents on embedding that in the plastic wrap. Our partner, Tama Plastics, they actually own the patent revolving around the Z-Lock technology with the wrap itself. Our onboard reader, I know some gins use our readers. They'll actually go to the dealership, buy those, and put them on the feed floor handling equipment. Those are supplied by Intermec. We've used them. That's been our supplier since we first introduced the raw module builder technology in 2009. And I know I've made the comment multiple times already, but for 2015, we went from two chips to four RFID chips embedded in the plastic just for a more robust product. So there's been some conversation about standards and coding. So EPC, the electronic product code, we actually follow a GID-96 standard. It's a universal identifier that's used in the industry. It's an open standard, and it's used from everything from barcodes to RFID technology. So each portion of wrap actually has, like I said, the four chips, but it's encoded specifically for that module. The pictures that you see on the right-hand side, the top one is actually of a separation tag. That is what you'd see on the outside of a wrapped round module. There's the module serial number on there. It tells the year manufacturer's part of that, and actually the portion on the roll. So there's 24 pieces of portions of wrap on each roll. You can count them down. The middle picture is actually of the of what the embedded RFID tag looks like. Again, it has the serial number, that RFID position. So that's where's that tag in that wrap. And then again, the portion on the roll. On the bottom, and this is important, this is what you'd see in the CSV file. There is actually the module ID number. And so it's a 24-digit number. The on the right-hand side, the 11-digit serial number is actually transposed into a 9-digit hexadecimal number. On the left-hand side, those first 11 numbers, numerical order there, that's assigned by EPC. That identifies, basically, it says, that's John Deere. That's what that is. It doesn't change. We also add the portion number, the RFID position, in the 24-digit module ID. So that's looking at kind of what we have today. So really, what's on the horizon? What are we looking at? So first and foremost, we talked and I hit on a little bit today. There's a lot of manual processes when a customer gets a CSV file to download that, email it, provide that information to the GIN. The GIN has to do a lot of manual work. Our application programming interface, or what we call an API agreement, is a resource that we have out there that allows GIN software manufacturers to work with the grower, get a consensus from the grower, from My John Deere, and tailor their software to work with My John Deere to make it seamless. So as we're seamlessly uploading the information from the machine to My John Deere, what we're looking at is to make that as seamless as possible of truly not only My John Deere, but that grower gives the GIN software manufacturer the okay that it goes directly to GIN, streamline that process. If you want to find out more information about that, developer.deere.com. I've been on there, read about it. We've made some changes to that recently, made it easier. I know currently today we're working with certain GIN software manufacturers. They can go in there, they can test against real data. They call it the sandbox, and to provide a full solution. Currently, there is not a production solution on the market, but we have, again, software companies that are working on that. So hopefully here in the near future, we'll have that solution available. So as I said before, we are in a market that is always advancing ahead, correct? And so we listen closely to our customers in the industry, and here's some things that we've heard from customers. This is not a promise list. I want to be clear on that. But these are things that we're looking at. We've heard from growers, and for gins, this is great information as well. Onboard moisture sensing, knowing that right off the bat. Onboard module weight. Improved integration of the Harvest ID cotton into cotton harvester. So again, making that seamless from the harvester to that gin software. Also enhancements to my John Deere. I don't know how many people have experience with that, but continuing to bring more information in not only real time to the grower, but also to the gin to make that seamless. Then mobile app interfaces. So these are things that we're looking at. We hear the industry loud and clear. So in summary, as I stated in the beginning, that we're excited. There's a lot of possibilities with harvest identification cotton to streamline the information, not only to the gin, but truly through the whole value chain. That includes the textile mills and the garment manufacturers. Really brings that dirt to shirt name really back into perspective. So I again appreciate the opportunity, and if you have any quick questions, I'll answer them now.
Yeah. Is that going to have the capability of showing the yield, whether it's a field or a degree of yield map?
So we have HarvestDock, so John Deere HarvestDock cotton, and that actually tracks the yield. And so that is actually something else. It's outside of Harvest ID cotton, but it's captured in My John Deere. And so again, that would be in digging in. That's something that we want to see and make it as clear as possible. So not only the integration to the GIN software, but truly traceability in the system of taking what you talked about before is once that module is GIN, to be able to take that know specifically, hey, this module, here's the turnout, here's where it came from the field, here's the variety, yield, everything that will help that grower optimize his operation.
Also capture the moisture with that cotton.
Yes, and that's what we're looking at as we're looking at moisture, onboard moisture sensing. So that would tag that would be something that would, if it comes to fruition, that it'd tag that to that module. So when we go to wrap a module today, it doesn't matter where the module mover puts that in the field. We mark today the latitude and longitude in the field where that module is picked from, so we can be able to correlate moisture as well from where in the field. Any other questions? If not, I'll turn it over to actually people that are more exciting, the gin operators. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, Chris.